Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, they're all just waiting. No, they're all just waiting until Charlie Kirk is buried. And not just the left. To keep it going, keep it going, keep it going. And it's going to come from surprising places, too. Scoundrel Mike Pence, who I said at the time, if you were with me, was a horrific choice for vice president. I was one of the few saying that. A lot of you liked him because he was Christian. That was just cover. Mike Pence may be Christian, I believe he actually is, but he's a globalist. A big open borders Bush guy, recruited and funded by Karl Rove. I mean, what do you expect? The only thing worse than a Democrat is an open borders globalist. Because open borders destroy America, not just its culture, but it's also its sovereignty. That's who Mike Pence is. Mike Pence was only picked by Donald Trump. And I remember it at the time, there were a lot of great think pieces on it, because the Country Club Open Borders Republican wing flank needed to be solidified once Trump hit the general election. There was a lot of acrimony in the party. They had spent $80 million trying to defeat him. And that came from Republicans, the Country Clubbers. That's why Mike Pence was picked. He was always a sleeper cell. He was never on our side. He never stood for anything that was MAGA. And you can see the dagger put not just in our back yesterday, but Charlie Kirk's. Okay, before I play what Mike Pence said, because it's no words. There's no words. I'm going to explain to you why he said it. See, the way that it works in politics is when the Bush cabal spends tens of millions of dollars to elect you, you owe them. And occasionally what that means, the bill comes due, they tap you on the shoulder. Hey, we need you to go out there and deliver this particular message. We need you to say this so that the liberal media can play it ad nauseum over and over and over and over. We can't have Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar being the only ones who are letting the left off the hook here. We need a credible voice. So they tap you on the shoulder. If you're wondering, why would Mike Pence say this? That's why. That's how politics works. I used to run campaigns. You take that check, it means sometime in the future, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, you will get that tap on the shoulder and you're going to have to go out and earn it. Mike Pence earned it yesterday. Here's what he said, and it was outrageous.
But I also believe we need to resist the temptation to put America on trial. I mean, absent any additional evidence, one man was responsible. The assassination of Charlie Kirk. That man is now in custody, and now comes justice. And while with this rising tide of political violence that we've seen on both sides of the aisle, I understand the deep concern. I don't think we ever want to lose sight of the fact of personal responsibility.
Let me deconstruct this, okay? You can tell watching him, he's uncomfortable delivering this. He owes somebody. This is why he's saying it. And that clip was played ad nauseum yesterday on liberal media. He knew what he was giving them. Let's break this down. Only one man can be blamed for Charlie Kirk. What is he saying? We can't blame the left. We wash our hands. No. They are forgiven. And we should not ever speak of everything they did up until now. That's what he's saying. We can only blame one man. What is he saying? Can't blame the left. Got to let the Democrats off the hook.
But I also believe we need to resist the temptation to put America on trial. I mean, absent any additional evidence, one man was responsible for the assassination of Charlie Kirk. That man is now in custody, and now comes justice.
Okay, so that's the first part. The second part is the both sides, where we pretend that on our side, there are shooters. There aren't. There aren't. I defy you to come up with one. They can't. I want you to notice something. As the left covers this, and even as people like Mike Pence say both sides, they never mention who it was on our side. Who was it? Give me a name. The closest they can come and say, well, the Minnesota shooter, the one who killed those Democrat leaders. Yes, he was a Democrat appointed by Tim Walz, who was a Democrat governor. And he explained both in an interview with the New York Post and in his manifesto that he was crazy, believed if he killed the people in charge of the appointment process, he could get Tim Walz appointed to a Senate seat. He said what he had intended to do after killing the leadership of the Democrat Party was to kill Amy Klobuchar, the senator, so Tim Walz could take her place. And he believed Tim Walz had given him messages to do this. He killed for Tim Walz. And he was so determined to make sure people understood that he did a second interview with the New York Post. He is not a MAGA shooter. And they know it. So Mike Pence went full both sides without giving an example because they don't have one. Notice that is always missing in these interviews. The left doesn't even have one.
And while with this rising tide of political violence that we've seen on both sides of the aisle, I understand the deep concern. I don't think we ever want to lose sight of the fact of personal responsibility.
No, both sides. We don't want to lose sight of the fact that we're responsible. No, we're not. No, that's like when a woman gets beaten by her boyfriend because she mouthed off one time too much. That's what he's doing right there. We are in a domestic violence relationship with the left, very akin to a woman who gets beaten. And then Mike Pence says, blame yourself. What would a real vice president who's not owned by the Bush cabal sound like on exactly this topic? Like this.
You talk to the shooter's mother. You talk to the shooter's father. You talk to the local district attorney. You talk to the FBI director or the deputy director of the FBI. You look at every ounce of evidence that we have, and it is clear. This is a person who grew up in a pretty normal family, actually had a pretty good home life, who was radicalized by the far left, by the social networks of the far left, by the ideas of the far left, and got so far down the path of radicalization that he killed my friend. That is not a both sides problem. My friend is dead because of left-wing political radicalization. And if you want to cut that out, then be honest about it and look yourself in the mirror.
But Mike Pence knew what he was doing. They needed a both sides clip from us, and he gave it to them.
And while with this rising tide of political violence that we've seen on both sides of the aisle, I understand the deep concern. I don't think we ever want to lose sight.
What a loser. So glad that guy's gone. So glad the people who funded that movement lose more and more power every single day. So that I just wanted you to hear. That's what it sounds like if you're owned by the globalist cabal, the Bush Open Borders lobby, or if you're not. Pretty stark contrast, huh?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.